Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better after smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
I was hanging out with the world's greatest granddaughter, Abigail Grace, yesterday. Yeah, she's 3 and a half now. She's her own tiny person. And she has what I believe to be the toddler version of when a woman, an adult woman, says, we need to talk. Because now she says, Pop, can I tell you something? Well, yes, you can. Yes, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Of course you could tell me something. It's not nearly as scary, but it's a start. All right, let's get the kid of the week on. This is Kristen Adam, 11 years old. And Kristen, where are you from?
I am from Illinois.
And what town do you live in?
I live in Huntley.
Okay, and
We have one of our longest broadcasters here at WGN lives in Huntley.
Orion Samuelson.
Yeah, it's a fantastic town.
He is 74 years older than you, Kristen.
Okay.
That's a lot of math. Kristen, what's your favorite thing about school?
My favorite thing about school is probably art class.
And what's special about art? Are you artistic, I assume?
No, I just don't have to learn anything.
Okay, all right. I like that. I get it, too, yeah. To be honest. All right, so Kristen recently had a book published on Amazon. What was the book called?
My book was called Dear Celiac.
And do you have celiac disease?
Yes, I do have celiac disease.
Explain to people what that is.
It is not an allergy. It is an autoimmune disease.
And is it digestive?
Yes. If you digest gluten, my stomach attacks itself.
So some people say they want to see a gluten-free menu at a restaurant, but they're just hobby gluten-free folks. They don't really have the condition. This is the serious part of it. This is the part where you literally can't eat gluten because it'll make you sick.
Right.
And does anybody else in your family have it?
No one in my family has celiac disease.
That's not fair.
Right.
But you've adjusted, obviously, and you're careful about what you eat. But the book was written because you want to do what?
I want to have kids with celiac disease didn't feel as lonely as I did in the beginning.
Yeah, because you didn't know. You didn't know you weren't the only one, right?
Right.
So tell me about how you get through your particular day, because you're around food you can't eat all the time. You just know that you can't eat it?
Yeah, what I usually do for lunch is I pack my lunch.
That's
so
smart.
I don't get cross-contaminated with the other foods at school.
And it's probably gotten to a point where it's routine, right? No big deal?
Yeah, no big deal.
All right.
If I can tell you, this book, you can buy it at Amazon, Dear Celiac, by Kristen Adam and Tiffany Van. Hey, how do you say your teacher's last name? Van
Eisendorn.
Eisendorn. The cover, I know the teacher did the illustrations. It has what I assume is you, Kristen, in a roller coaster. And behind her is bread, cupcakes, a burger, a hot dog, a pizza, a cookie on the carts of the roller coaster. Because having a disease like this is similar to being on a roller coaster ride, right?
Yes, you have a big roller coaster ride.
That's very cool.
It's a really cool book, so people should get this at Amazon. You could just look it up, Dear Celiac. Is there what besides writing books, Kristen, what else do you do in your free time?
What I like to do is play soccer.
What position do you play?
I like playing defense.
Okay. All right.
Do you ever go in goal?
No. Yeah. No. I'm scared if the ball will hit me in the face.
goalies are crazy, aren't they?
They are crazy.
Yes, they are.
Really are. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an engineer.
What kind of engineer?
Like builder. Like building, like my grandpa did. He built bridges.
Wow.
I kind of want to do that.
Like a civil engineer.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. we need better bridges. We need better, you know, that's called infrastructure, Kristen. We need better infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. And we need young women doing it.
So. Absolutely. You know, Kristen, I host an engineering awards thing pretty much every year. And each year there's more and more women in the business. So I think you've picked a good choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kristen, do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have a younger sister named Natalie.
How is she to deal with?
I mean, you guys.
I'm sorry, what?
You guys pals, or is she annoy you?
Both.
Yeah. So she's your little sister, but she bugs you. Sandberg knows something about that. She has a little sister that bugs her.
Oh, my sister drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And we're old, and she still is. She's still my best friend, but she drives me crazy.
It's life. That's life. Kristen, who do you want to say hi to this morning?
I want to say hi to all my family that's watching. And I also want to say hi to kids with celiac disease.
Aww. You're an impressive young lady, and we're not going to give you a pizza.
No, we're going to give her an Apt gift card. She can get herself some headphones.
Yeah, get yourself some headphones or whatever else at Apt. So thanks for being on. You're the kid of the week.
Yay.
All right, nice job. Hold on.
You know, it's funny, these autoimmune diseases, my sister has ulcerated colitis, which is, you know, autoimmune of the stomach as mm-hmm. well. And they are challenging because they're inexact sometimes. Like, even if you eliminate the foods you're not supposed to eat, you can still have... Your stomach can choose days to attack itself. And
Ross is in kind of a gray area because he's never been diagnosed with celiacs, but essentially anything with gluten he can't eat. So, and it's not easy.
No, and when you're dining with people or they're coming to your house, like when my sister's coming over for dinner and you're like, oh, what are we going to serve Katie? You know, like it's so I feel bad. You know, you talk to Kristen and you think, well, she's so sweet. We should cater to her. But the rest of us don't want to give up the gluten, you know?
No, and, you know, at 11 years old, knowing what that is, that's a big deal to be able to figure out life. Maybe she'll come up with a cure.
And to be diagnosed, you know how many doctor's appointments she had to go through?
A lot, I assume.
Yeah, it's awful.
My sister has celiac disease as well.
Is that right?
Yeah, and like you said, you know, there's so many people that do it for the trendy reason, but really it's a gluten intolerance.
Right.
You know, she can't even have something like if I were to have a peanut butter and jelly and use the peanut butter and, you know, spread it on the bread, once it goes back into the peanut butter, that peanut butter is now contaminated.
Is that right?
That's out. Yeah.
So just for using the knife in the peanut butter?
Yeah.
I already know that.
Learn that the hard way.
Yeah, you don't want to make people sick. Well, depends on the people.